News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
There is a lot of discussion about investing, what with Minister for Finance Simon Harris outlining a plan to encourage households to invest with this new special savings scheme set to attract a low rate of tax and therefore hopefully a high rate of investment, hopefully from the government's perspective. But it begs the question, why do we not do much in the way of investment compared particularly to countries like the United States? John Lowe is with us, founder of moneydoctors.ie. John, why are we allergic to taking a flutter on the stock market?
Well, I mean, apart from your money, Anton, there's 173 billion out there in the Irish deposit accounts. And the Minister for Finance has decided it's about time that the banks started offering a decent rate of interest. I mean, the best demand rate at the moment in the country is on post money with their 0.75 interest. And that's before dirt tax, by the way. So you're looking at just over 0.5% net for 1 year on whatever money you put in into that account. And that's the very best demand account. The very best ordinary account, I mean, well, in terms of deposit, would be then, again, NTMA, the National Treasury Management Agency. They have a suite of products called the savings, state savings, and one of them is the National Solidarity Bond. It's a 10-year investment, and at the end of 10 years, you get 22% into your fist, tax-free. But when you work it out, it only equates to about 3% gross per annum. So again, it's nothing to kind of get out of bed for. So this has been brought in, and they're looking at various projects across Europe. Sweden is a main one, which is called the Investoring Spark Conto. That's one of their models that they use. And the ISA, which is the UK model, individual savings accounts, is another. And with the Investoring Spark Conto, you're looking at the first 28,000 is tax-free. So there's no tax at all paid on it. The minister also announced a few days ago that there will be no CGT on this either. And so you can assume that up to, say, 28,000 is going to be tax-free, so and a flat rate of annual tax after that, which is about, in Sweden, it's about 1%, just over 1%. So there's an awful lot involved in terms of this won't be announced, unfortunately, till budget in October, and it won't be implemented till next year in January 2027.
But why is it that we as a nation don't tend to be much in the way of stock pickers or investors in equities?
I think it's a mix of everything. I think it's a mix of suddenly all this money came along and people started saving. You know, they had crisis after crisis, you know, the various wars, the various coronaviruses. And people, for instance, during coronavirus, they couldn't spend money. So they saved it. And suddenly they find they've got this huge amount of money and they've done nothing with it because they don't want to lose money. People have this impression that put money on the stock market. By the way, the stock market is the best investment, bar none, of any asset class. So from 1991 to 2020, the average annual growth in the stock market was 10.72%. So you know you've got that plus the fact that probably the best vehicle to hit in terms of the stock market is the simple insurance managed fund. And again, it's very simple as well because they've got usually seven funds, one to seven. The lower the number, the lower the risk. But most of those insurance companies don't bother with one or seven. They're too extreme. So you've got five funds, two, three, four, five, six. And the lower the number, the lower the risk. You put money into number two or number three, you won't get any growth. So most people, if they do go into, they need to be kind of encouraged and advised that if you want any kind of growth, you've got to move up those numbers.
All right, John, thank you very much. John Lowe, founder of moneydoctors.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.